Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association planning a one-day winter policy meeting on Wednesday, January 23rd at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. This meeting is a gathering of Oklahoma cattle farmers and ranchers to discuss issues, state and national, important to the Oklahoma beef cattle industry. If you want more information, you can go to okcattlemen.org or give the OCA a call at 405-235-4391. OCA, the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. We are a week away from the inauguration of Governor-elect Kevin Stitt. He continues to make announcements regarding his team that will be in place in the days to come. On Thursday, he announced the appointment of Sean Copeland as the next Secretary of Commerce and Workforce Development. That'll be a cabinet position. It will require Senate confirmation and the hiring of Brent Kissling as the next Executive Director of the Department of Commerce. Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, could not be more pleased with the announcement by the governor-elect of these two men to join his administration.
Both great selections. I mean, they both have a long history in Oklahoma agriculture. Both of them are from great agricultural families. Both of them are great products of OFU, and we're really excited to have the chance to work with both of them. Brent, of course, has had the history at the Rural Development Program at Stillwater, heading the statewide federal program for rural development, and then has had just a phenomenal track record in recent years doing economic development for Enid and the Enid area, and we're confident he'll bring that same type of energy and vigor and understanding of agriculture and rural Oklahoma to the State Department of Commerce. And Sean, as secretary, with tremendous history in banking in recent years, and has been deeply involved in helping many businesses grow. And the two of them together are going to bring just tremendous insight and vision to that important role and give agriculture in rural Oklahoma a seat at the table like they probably haven't had in that agency in a very long time.
Farm Bureau's Rod Mozell. Earlier this week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief economist, Dr. Robert Johansson, made known that if indeed the partial government shutdown continues, there'll be disruptions in the reports that'll be coming out of the Economic Research Service and the National Ag Statistics Service, NAS. Dr. Johansson indicated that if the partial government shutdown was still in force today, as of today, Friday, USDA would have little recourse but to postpone or even cancel the next WASDE report, the World Ag Supply Demand Outlook report coming from ERS, and the annual January crop production numbers. Those reports scheduled out for next Friday, January 11th. Looks like we should get official word from USDA that they're going to be at least postponed, perhaps canceled altogether. The January crop production reports are important in that they give us a final number for a lot of our 2018, especially spring planted crops, but also the winter wheat crop as well. It also gives us a first look at the winter wheat crop seedings for 2019, those wheat acres that were put into the ground this last fall. Those reports in jeopardy right now because of the partial government shutdown. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock, proud to present Bell Ringer 32, live from Denver, 9th and 10th of January, first big sale of 2019. It'll be seen on Dish Network, channel 998, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head to be offered, including almost 30,000 yearling steers, 17,000 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.